Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline right now and welcome in our buddy Eric Flack of Channel 9, an award-winning reporter in town, has been all over this story. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, sponsor of our hotline. So, Eric, when I say they lied or that 2 weeks ago they told us something different than what they're doing, is that fair to say it that way?
I mean, so it depends on where you're standing. I mean, I think they're backtracking. I think Mendelsohn could argue, look, let me not mince words as much as politicians would mince words. I think lie is strong because I think situations can change. They are doing the opposite of what they said they were going to do. Now, you may call that a lie, but in my my opinion,
that's a bad prediction.
I should say that to my wife tonight. Why did you lie about that? I didn't lie.
I just said the opposite of what I was going to do.
I just did the opposite of what I told you I was going to do.
You see?
Oh, my God. It sounds as ridiculous as it did when it came out of my mouth. But they are doing the opposite of what they said they were going to do. And whether that's because, you know, they would argue that the budget process has been more difficult than they expected, or whether Mendelsohn would acknowledge that he has kind of been convinced by the council members who wanted to do this back when he issued that statement and when they were having that closed-door meeting talking about this, he's finally come around. But, you know, here's where I would draw the distinction, and it might be a distinction without a difference, but lying means at the time Mendelsohn knew 2 weeks later, whereas we're standing here right now, that he was going to, in fact, introduce this piece of legislation to pull it to separate.
It's a great point, but let me just say, Eric, that the reason he was asked about it at the time was that there was a report, wouldn't be a colleague, but by one of your, you know, fellow reporters, in Mark Seagraves, suggesting that they were already doing it. So it's not like it was out of thin air, you know, that he reported this is what they want to do. They came out and blasted it and said, no, we don't. And 2 weeks later, now they're suggesting that's what they might do. So at worst, it kind of looks suspicious, I would say. But let me ask you this about the fall vote. It is very clear to me when I talk to people with the team that 2030 is the beginning of the story. That is a flag in the ground. We've got to be opening our stadium in 2030 situation. And they believe the fall, for a lot of reasons, makes it very hard to do that. So when Parker sat in here and said, we can vote in the fall, and I don't necessarily know how you can say that when you won't accept this deal, you're going to accept a deal that isn't available and on the table yet, but you think you can come to some agreement on a new deal, even though the team hasn't agreed to it, so whatever. But is there a date like July 15th is when they vote, and then they have another vote again October 15th? Or is that just a vague thing, like fall time we'll get around to a deal?
Well, I mean, no, I think that's a vague thing. And I was told that the issue would be dragging out into September, which is also not cool with the Commanders. The Commanders are saying that they need it done at the latest in August to meet all these deadlines. Now, I was told by one council member that, you know, I think he's telling me that there's a possibility it drags out into September. But, you know, the idea that it drags all the way out into to October seems a little bit unnecessary. And, you know, a lot of this seems unnecessary to a lot of people. But, you know, you, certainly one would think that once they get past the budget, they can focus on the stadium deal. And I think there's questions among council members just how serious this timeline is, the commander. And I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying they are sorting this out in their own minds. How legitimate this idea that if they take a couple extra months to go through this deal, that it's going to cost, you know, opening dates and bids on Women's World Cup. And I know that it doesn't mean they think the Commanders are bluffing. I think council members just have not been convinced and just don't know for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So let me ask you this then. Eric Flack, award-winning reporter from Channel 9, is with us on Grant and Danny. I actually think that's a great point, and calling their bluff probably is good practice from them because they want to be in D.C., as you know and I know, way more than they want to be in Maryland, right? So right. Totally get all that. I guess my question is, if, like from the team's perspective, okay, they may even tell you privately, if it was done, they don't want this, but if it was done in September, no problem. But just the idea of we think we'll have a deal in the fall. But you saw, where was the thing you sent us from today? Was that the Post where all of the council members said what they need? Uh-huh. And somebody wants, you know, former criminals like working on the project. And there's all these different little things that mm-hmm. everybody wants. It's a different deal. So how can you guarantee you'll have a deal in the fall? It's like me saying, like, we're going to get married in the fall, but we're not engaged yet. And someone else has to say yes. Does that make any sense?
1,000%. And what I'm saying is that this is, somebody just asked me, like, how big is the threat level? And I think we're still at a 5 or a 6, but my corollary to that is that the threat level is growing every day. As the Commanders get, you know, their backup about this, and obviously frustration on the Commanders' part about all this, understandably, and as council members kind of get more and more involved, and it's kind of like you two friends who started out like with a plan to do something really cool, and then they start like bickering about stuff, and then all of a sudden they're actually fighting about it, and they're like, how did we get here? And that's kind of like where it seems like we're going. It's like everybody kind of seemed like they were on the same page, and then, you know, one side is like, we need to take some time, and the other side is like, but we don't have any time. And then people are like, well, you know what, this deal isn't good enough, darn it. And then the other side is like, well, but I mean, the deal is really, really good and it's going to be good for the city. And now all of a sudden we're asking, you know, I mean, check out council member Robert White's TikTok right now. Have Darius do that for you. You guys will see an interesting video he just posted about some of the things that he wants out of the deal.
Can
and,
you give you us know, some cliff notes?
What if you didn't want to go on a TikTok? What would happen?
Just you got to watch it for yourself.
Damn it, okay. Eric!
I've not been on TikTok.
I can't go. I'm not. I can't go any farther than that. I will. That's a tease for you.
Does anyone working? We have young people.
Young people are here. They'll take care of it.
TikTok account.
Gareth is on TikTok.
I'm actually not on TikTok. I'm not a TikTok guy.
Ryan or Toby?
Is Ryan Clary in today?
He is. You got TikTok?
But he's corporate, though.
Clary says he's got TikTok. We're good.
We'll fix
it. Yeah, Robert White's TikTok. He just posted a creative video about what he wants done with the new stadium.
Creative TikTok video? Who does he think he is? Running for mayor of New York or something?
Here we go.
Are you watching it?
Not yet, no.
No.
We got to go in the other room. Sorry. It's going to be a whole
thing. Anyway, but my point is that a lot of people are going to start coming with a lot of different asks, and things are going to get complicated. So, you know, but are the Commanders really going to back out now? I mean, are they not in for a penny, in for a pound as much as D.C. is? Like, where do they go from here? How much negotiating power do they have? I'm asking you guys, you know? I mean, that's where I kind of, like, they can stop their fist and stomp their feet all they want and say, like, if you don't hurry up, we're gonna what?
They're gonna build in Maryland.
Turn this car around?
Come on.
I'm telling you. I don't think it's as crazy as people think.
So I do think it's as crazy as people think. I'm people in that situation.
No, I'm not saying as unpopular as people think. I'm saying as crazy. Everyone will hate it until you open a ridiculously awesome stadium where you can actually tailgate and actually something that's a major issue, you won't be at FedEx Field anymore, which is the number one priority.
I will say this. I mean, I don't know if you guys are running out of time. I will say this. Josh Harris spent years trying to build the downtown basketball arena that I went out and reported on, and it was going to revitalize downtown Philly, and it was like the same sort of principles as the stadium. And it became such a mess that they ended up getting, like, right at the point where it started going through a council, and he got the support of the mayor, and they got, like, almost to the finish line that he just changed at the last second, and now they're building their new arena out at Wells Fargo, where the next to the old one. But there's all these aspects of Philadelphians that don't like change, so they didn't want their arena downtown. They just wanted it where the rest of the ballparks are, and so that's what he's doing. But, I mean, there is a history of Harris, like, changing at the last second and doing something like that. So even though I don't believe it's reasonable, like, there is past precedent for them putting a lot of effort into something, including the same sort of public relations campaigns as they're doing with this stadium, and then saying, you know what? Forget about it. We're just going to go do this other thing.
Eric, you're the best. Thanks, buddy. Eric, we got to run. Be good. There's our guy, Eric Flack. Check him out on Channel 9. There's also some history of the D.C. City Council sitting on their hands for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then when a team almost goes somewhere else saying, actually, never mind. We found some money. You can stay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.